criminal trial in New York. A police officer and a sheriff's deputy in upstate New York shot and killed Sunday night in an exchange of gunfire with another person who was also killed. Syracuse Police Chief Joe Cecile says the shooting took place shortly after 8 p.m. local time in Liverpool, about 6 miles north of Syracuse. More violence in the Windy City. 11 people were shot, including an 8-year-old girl who was killed in what Chicago police believe was gang-related violence on the city's south side. The victims were standing outside a family gathering when that gunfire erupted about 9 p.m. on Saturday. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down 145 points. The Nasdaq losing 211. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet, storm-free pattern continues for now, and so do the above-normal temperatures with lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s today, increasing clouds mild tonight, low 58. Tomorrow's high 86, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. On Wednesday, we have a weak front approaching, but right now it looks like a dry front. We'll say mostly cloudy, high 83, and back to the mid-80s on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Community Violence Intervention Summit was held in downtown Montgomery over the weekend. Hosted by the mayors of Montgomery and Selma, more than 300 leaders and activists attended the two-day summit with the goal to develop solutions to reduce violent crime in central Alabama. Alabama State University has been chosen to receive a grant from Home Depot's Retool Your School program. The grant program is designed to support and empower historically black colleges and universities across America. Alabama State was honored with a $50,000 campus improvement grant. The United States Olympic team trials for kayak and canoe slalom were held at Montgomery Whitewater over the weekend. The two-day event featured 68 competitors vying for the honor to represent their country. The kayak and canoe trials in Montgomery are one of two selection events for the Paris Olympics. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Monday. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome to the second hour of News and Views in the Afternoon. Of course, we are now live streaming the show, so if you want to watch us or just listen to us that way,
go ahead.
Joey Clark Live on YouTube. That's the name of the channel.
That's right.
Joey Clark Live or at the Joey Clark on the X platform. Be sure to retweet. Give us a little heart there, so to speak. And we have some patient callers. Let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
I am great. How you guys?
Hey, you right. Like a hair and a biscuit.
So, I don't stay up with the local news a lot, but I was blown away by that lady that y'all had on there with an attorney that was terminated by the police chief a few months back. And anyway, does that have anything to do with the chief being discharged, put on food or whatever?
Nobody knows for certain, but, you know, Craig Monger, when he wrote this up for 1819, including my interview with Renee Helton, when the Montgomery Advertiser wrote up the chief being on leave, they published their interview with Renee Helton. Even AL.com mentioned that this sort of thing was going on. So, but no official reason has been given just yet.
Well, I'm sure y'all were instrumental in some way in it happening. Thank you, guys.
Well, and hat tip to Kevin Elkins. Yeah. I give credit where credit's due. He got the exclusive, the first interview there with him. So
wonderful. Y'all take care, guys.
Hey, thank you, Bob.
Thank you,
Bob.
Again.
Let's go to Miss Love. Hey, Miss Love, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, Joey. Hey, Sky.
How you doing, hon?
I got a question to ask. Well, first I want to say this. Okay, when I asked the mayor to resign, it got on TV. But his victory speech, he came back and told us exactly what he thought of those who did not vote for him. So I don't think he cared.
Yep.
Okay. How many gunshots, how many people been killed where the mayor lives? Can anybody tell me that? And also, the last thing I want to say, I feel like maybe it's been time enough for us to be able to call out the National Guard, because we're not going to get any protection. Mary don't care. He told us that. If you go back and listen to his last victory speech, if you didn't vote for him, he didn't care. He told you exactly how he felt about us. But do you know how many people have been shot or anything where he lives?
I don't, off the top of my head, no.
Okay, if anybody knows, he's protecting himself everywhere he goes. He's protecting himself, but he don't care about us. And the last thing, do you think this is a situation where maybe the National Guard or somebody else could be called out to protect us?
I don't think we're at the point of a National Guard call-in. That's usually reserved for something like a riot or true mayhem. But I could see, let's put it this way. I've heard rumors. Have you heard these? The FBI has been watching MPD for years now, a long, long time through multiple chiefs. Yeah. And, who knows? Maybe the state does something. Maybe the FBI does something. Maybe your federal DOJ. Or it could be it's time for a big shakeup, like what was suggested with a Metro police force more at the beck and call of the sheriff. So who knows? But something's got to be solved here. Because the officer shortage, I think, is the biggest problem. That you just don't have enough people to put men and women on the streets.
We say that, Joey, but they're not suffering that with the sheriff's department.
Right.
Only with MPD.
Right.
That's why it tells me something's there.
What are you doing with the money? He's taking the money he could be putting for police protection. He's taking it, put it where he wants to. I think that's a first criteria, that our people feel safe.
Agreed.
I thank y'all so much. Appreciate
thank you, Miss Love.
Thank you, Miss Love.
Again, 334-272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Hey, Red Top, how you doing?
Hey, good Monday. And let me say, I went out to the Whitewater Park.
Yeah.
And that place is awesome, guys. Have you been out there and seen the course?
I think Eddie's been out there.
Yeah, I've been out there a couple times.
I've not been out there.
Shot the rapids a couple times.
Now, were there a lot of folks out there this weekend?
Hell yes. It was jam-packed. My kind of crowd. Very lean, intelligent. The redneck factor was extremely low. People from tags from all over the country. And they serve beer there. And it's just a class facility. And that. Eddie, you said you ran the rapids.
Yeah, we did it last year. Me and a couple of buddies went down it a couple of times.
I bet it's pretty exciting.
It was all right. I'd like to do it on a paddleboard just to make it more exciting.
Did you eat?
We drank a few beers.
Did you eat anything right top?
How about Father Turcos? Is that the one we know, Joey?
I haven't heard. What are you referring to?
Arrested.
What? Wait, the guy, the man who used to be the pastor at St. Bede and was one of my teachers?
I do not know. I'm pretty sure.
Arrested on what?
On the news. It's not with a man.
No, I'm pulling it up.
He's the father tow car. They have that on to you.
Now, this, I'll read the story. I found it, and...
So I watched all the Israel news
facts. Red Top, you're breaking up.
Breaking up real bad. Like,
we can't understand
every other word.
No, get a load of this.
I was shocked to see this.
Reverend David Tokars, now 73, pastor at Our Savior Catholic Church in West Mobile, was arrested on the charge of sexual misconduct and harassing communications. He was reportedly booked into jail at 11:20 in the a.m., or at least 3 hours later. News 5 contacted the Archdiocese of Mobile about the matter. Here's a statement their spokesperson released. The Archdiocese of Mobile is aware that misdemeanor charges have been brought against Father David Tokars by an adult woman. Since this is an active legal matter, questions about the charges should be referred to Tokars' attorney. We ask for your prayers for all affected by this situation. Well, that's puts an awful taste in my mouth. Man was pastor here locally at our Catholic Church and was even a teacher for a little while there. I never had any, big run-ins. I remember arguing with him.
Yeah.
And that's all coming back to me. I would have arguments with him in class and stuff. But.
Two sides of every story, Joe. Give it a
right.
Second.
Well, I remember him. It was a retreat. It was at Spring Hill College down in Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, beautiful campus. Very Catholic, though.
Yeah, I met my sister.
And it was one of those ones where you do a week, 2 weeks, and like you're staying in the dorms, you're high school kids, but you get that college experience for, it's almost like a summer camp at a college campus. And it was very focused on, Christian identity and all this stuff. And at one point, we were, 14, 15-year-old kids. So we're cracking each other up. We're in one community part of the dorm. And people are making jokes about sex.
That's what teenagers do.
It's what we do still. We're not even teenagers. But why they do it? Because it's funny.
Funny.
And Father Tokars, I remember him asking me, and not just me, the whole group, what's so funny about sex? And we're all like,
where do we start?
There's
lots of stuff.
Come on, man. People are insecure about it.
Plus,
people
when you're at that age, you don't really know much about it. So everything is embarrassingly funny.
Right. And as you get older and you know more about it, it's still pretty embarrassingly funny. But that's a weird memory to come back. He's like, why is it so funny to all y'all? And we're all just like, that just made it funnier to us.
I was going to say, did you respond with laughter?
Like, the man who took a vow of celibacy is asked, why is that so funny? It's like, well.
Let me tell you.
Now, I did not see that over the weekend. Thank you for telling me that, Red Top, I guess. That's awful. We'll see where that goes. And then, also, in local, Catholic community, but not just Catholic, this man touched a lot of lives. beyond in the entire artistic community. You remember I told you I did, Eddie, the Godspell?
Yep.
And I just walked off the football field one day. They were doing auditions. Mm-hmm. I did a thing. And they're like, okay, you're going to be Jesus. I had no idea what I was getting into. Right. Because if you remember that play, folks, Jesus carries the daggone play. Mm-hmm. Because it's essentially a story of the Gospels. And so I had to memorize most of the lines. I had multiple songs, like solos.
Oof.
In particular.
Oof.
Like, it's just Joey up there having to sing these things. And the man who directed that is named Chris Saponis. I'm sure we wouldn't get along politically, but he'll always be in my heart. He's a good man. And he was just tagging me and a few others who were in that Godspell production. Over the weekend, Randy Foster passed away.
Saw that.
And I'll tell you what, folks. I will always remember that man for his kindness, his patience. And if not for him, I don't think I could have gotten through some of those solos, some of those songs. He worked with me after hours, just sitting at the piano saying, no, you got to hit this, this, and this. And again, one of those memories that you don't always have ready to go, but as you see somebody pass from this earth, you remember the great things about him. And I will be also forever grateful for what he did and, influence. And he was also one that followed up. He would ask how you doing later, and it's just good man. And so I'm sorry to see him go.
Well,
how about this? Let's hit a break, okay. Reset things here. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor cost and fuel cost are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Back Endorse Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and we go.
old troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey, he's Eddie.
Hey, folks, you want to hear my Eddie Bader impersonation?
Let's hear it.
Well, baby, I was out there eating the last of my ham and beans, looking out at the window, and man, those beans are good when you mix them with that ham. Anyway, I was looking out the window eating my beans and ham, and I saw this little possum just. And he stole our bird feeder. Well, I got something for him when he comes back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you like my impression of you?
It's funny, but it's your Trump one is much better. I got to be honest. Your Trump one's much better.
I've put more effort into that one, I admit.
But yes.
But this is a true story.
Yeah, I went to the Airbnb, and I thought maybe somebody had misplaced the bird feeder. But no, a possum stole the whole dang thing. The whole bird feeder.
So this is like not a hummingbird. This is like a big old seed.
Yeah, this is like a foot tall. Yeah, packed in wire to keep the squirrels out.
And that ain't light when it's filled up.
No. No, that's why I was surprised. I thought maybe they had misplaced it. And she's like, no. She said, I saw it when I was there. So that just tells me that possum that I see every once in a while, he's going to be a little bit fatter now. But
I just love when you ask somebody, what'd you do this weekend? Trying to hunt down some damn possum stealing my bird feeder. I'm like, man, that's Alabama through and through.
Worse than that is when some friends of mine that have hogs that come up, man.
Really?
Like, they'll come
like
up
wild
in their backyard.
Ones?
Yeah, and they have no idea. So the next morning they go out in their beautiful backyard. It's just
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all
tore
up.
It's so destructive.
Yeah. I couldn't. Yeah, a friend of mine sent me a picture, and it literally looked like a football team had practiced in his backyard.
Yeah, and it's one thing, it's like, oh, my beautiful backyard's all messed up, and you probably spent money doing it and time and all this stuff. Can you imagine being a multi-million-dollar, say, billion-dollar farming operation?
Oh, I know it.
And
overnight.
All of a sudden, overnight, that your entire crop is just destroyed.
Overnight, man, that's amazing. And
gotta kill them hogs, folks.
Yeah, we're not doing anything to dent the population. I mean, I know people are killing them left and right, but, dude, those are some breeding fools, man.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
It's a very quick gestation period.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're a little bit aggressive.
Worse than coyote.
Yeah, they're a little bit aggressive. They will, if you pin one, he will put you to the ground.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes, he will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be gored by some boar.
If you want, I got a friend that traps him, Joey. We could go out there one day when they drop the trap, and we could help him hawk time. If you want to do that.
No, I'll help with the AR-15.
Okay, I got you.
Give me one of those, and I'll shoot him.
But no going in the kennel and...
No, I'm good on
it. What about the babies?
Don't even want to mess with them.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think any of that's in the cards for me, but I will shoot them.
Well, it's good to know you got you for that. That's
well, and if you want to teach me how to clean it. But half of those ain't worth it, right?
Well, they are, but feral hogs, they just stink so bad when you clean them. They just,
oh, really?
Oh, they stink. Worse than a duck, yeah. They just
worse
stink.
Than a duck stink?
Oh, a duck stinks god-awful when you clean it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it the marine sort of thing?
I don't know.
Like a brackish sort of?
Just the stank. It's like a real, yeah, I don't know, just a stank. I'm not a big fan of it.
But yeah, it's almost like fish, but it's still poultry.
It's kind of heavier.
Anyway, anything else stink when you cut it open?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the videos of those cows that'll be bloated?
Yeah.
And they get the vet out there, and the vet stabs them like a syringe, but it's open on one end, and it degasses them.
Okay.
And you hear that thing go, it's just all the gas that's coming out of that cow. And I've even seen heard the vets go, oh, God, this one stinks. So, yeah, that kind of stinks, too.
On that note, did you see that Katie Britt was on Fox and Friends this morning?
Oh, I did not.
Yeah. And thank God, when I first saw the announcement, I was like, please don't let it be Brian. Kill me, kill me, kill me. Please not. I can't stand him. Let him be anybody else. Let it be Ducey. Let it be Ainsley. Let it be Oh, thank God it's Lawrence Jones.
Oh, okay.
I do like Lawrence. I don't really like Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
I don't like Morning Joe either. But it's just, I can't
start. What are your options there, Joey?
I've tried as like a change up to my routine. Well, let's throw on like a morning. I can't do it.
I got one for you. Wake up Mincy. It's put on by Barstool Sports. It's a great way to wake up in the morning.
Oh, okay.
With Mincy. Because it's just ridiculous.
You are a Barstool guy.
Yeah. Well, just the lighter side of life. You could laugh at stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, here, let's get into this. It starts with, Lawrence Jones talking about the breaking news that is happening today, that the Trump trial with horseface Stormy Daniels. You know, I was preparing for the case out of my porch on Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
I was eating some beans and ham, and then I realized, where's the bird feeder? Melania, where's the bird? Oh, it looks like that possum stole the bird feeder. I'm going to get it, Melania.
Oh, I'm going to get it.
Let's listen in together. This is Fox and Friends again. Senator Katie Britt appearing on there.
Taken out as jury selection for his hush money case begins today, saying, quote, as virtually every legal scholar has powerfully stated, the Biden-Manhattan witch hunt case is, among other things, barred by the statute of limitations. This trial should be ended by the highly conflicted presiding judge. And the left-leaning media already in meltdown mode. Watch.
We all know what you feel and what you don't feel about this guy. How do you get a jury to ignore all of that and just look at the facts?
Yeah, jury selection is kind of going to be the whole ball game, because all Trump needs is one. All Trump needs is one cultist, one dyed-in-the-wool Trump supporter to sneak into that jury, and he can hang the whole thing. He or she can hang the whole thing.
If it were Donald Johnson we were talking about, not Donald Trump, he would not be on his social media site posting. He would be in contempt in a jail cell.
Trump is going to use this courtroom and other courtrooms to come as really the centerpiece of his campaign.
Unbelievable. And the Washington Post presses New Yorkers on whether they can even be impartial in the case. Alabama GOP Senator Katie Britt joins us now. So, Senator, you're a legislator, but you're also a lawyer.
Yes.
Do you feel like the president can get a fair trial here in New York?
No, I mean, look at what we're seeing. This is the left continuing to melt down over Donald Trump. They are obsessed. I mean, there is a reason both the federal prosecutors and state prosecutors said we are not going to move forward with this. And then you have Alvin Bragg enter into the arena and want to make a name for himself. People know that. People are sick of the two-tiered system of justice that we're seeing. And I think that the more the media can talk about this, which we're going to see them do, then the less they have to talk about what a disaster this country is under Joe Biden. They know people want Donald Trump back in the White House, and they absolutely cannot stand it.
It's a perfect transition, Senator, because you got the political ramifications of this, you got the legal ramifications, but you also got the calendar.
Right.
And the president is making the argument that it's election interference because he can't be on the campaign trail if you got this calendar full of days that he has to be in court. I mean, just look at it from today to May, November. I mean, when will he get the campaign if he's in the courtroom?
That's exactly it. And the thing is, they know that people want Donald Trump back. They know they want the policies back. I mean, look at what's happening on the country right now. Whether it's our border, whether it's abroad, or whether it's how far your dollar goes at home, it is a complete and total disaster under Joe Biden. So we need Donald Trump out there giving that message and obviously bringing more people in. And they know that when that happens, he's going to win in November, and they absolutely cannot stand it. So we've got to get him back out there, get this wrapped up, and save our country.
So, Senator, I got some other news for
you. Okay, I'm going to pause it there because this issue of the Stormy Daniels trial, it's just, it's absurd. But I want to turn to somebody who is much smarter than I on the law, and that's Jonathan Turley. He has an op-ed out today at the New York Post. He writes, Eddie, the famous Roman philosopher and orator Marcus Tullius Cicero, you know anything about Cicero?
Testicles?
Mm-hmm.
No, that I don't.
No, I think, isn't he the Cicero that ended every one of his speeches for a while, where he's like, and death to Carthage or something like that?
I was thinking something else.
Anyway. Cicero once said, quote, the more laws, the less justice. I think he was a wise man saying that.
I think he's very wise for saying that.
Jonathan Turley writes, this week, New York judges and lawyers appear eager to prove that the same is true for cases against Donald Trump. After an absurd $450 million decision, courtesy of Attorney General Letitia James, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg will bring his equally controversial criminal prosecution over hush money paid to a former porn star, Stormy Daniels, before the 2016 election. Lawyers have been scouring the civil and criminal codes for any basis to sue or prosecute Trump before the upcoming 2024 election. This week will highlight the damage done to New York's legal system because of this unhinged crusade. They've charged him with everything short of ripping a label off a mattress. Just a few weeks ago, another judge imposed a roughly $500 million penalty in a case without a single victim who lost a single cent on loans with Trump. Indeed, bank officials testified they wanted more business with the Trump organization. Now Bragg is bringing a case that has taken years to develop and millions of dollars in litigation costs for all parties. That is all over a crime from before the 2016 election that is a misdemeanor under state law that had already expired under the statute of limitations. Like his predecessor, Bragg previously scoffed at the case. However, two prosecutors, Kerry R. Dunn and Mark F. Pomerantz, were then resigned and started a public pressure campaign to get New Yorkers to demand prosecution. Pomerantz shocked many of us by publishing a book on the case against Trump, who was still under investigation and not charged, let alone convicted, of any crime. He did so despite objections from his former colleague that such a book was grossly improper. Nevertheless, it worked. Bragg brought a Rube Goldberg case that is so convoluted and counterintuitive that even liberal legal analysts are criticizing it. Trump paid Daniels to avoid any publicity over their brief alleged affair. As a celebrity, there was ample reason to want to keep the affair quiet, and that does not even include the fact that he's a married man. It also occurred before the 2016 election, and there was a clear benefit to quash the scandal as a candidate. That political motivation is at the heart of this long-delayed case. It is a repeat of the case involving former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards. In 2012, the Justice Department used the same theory to charge the former Democratic presidential candidate after a disclosure that he had not only had an affair with a filmmaker named Rael Hunter, but also hid the fact that he had a child by her. Edwards denied the affair, and money from donors was passed to Hunter to keep the matter quiet. The Justice Department spent a huge amount on the case to show that the third-party payments were a circumvention of campaign finance laws. However, Edwards was ultimately found not guilty on one count, while the jury deadlocked on the other five. With Trump, the Justice Department declined a repeat of the Edwards debacle and did not bring any federal charge. But Bragg then used the alleged federal crime to bootstrap a defunct misdemeanor charge into a felony in the current case. He is arguing that Trump intentionally lied when his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, listed the payments as retainer costs rather than a payment to avoid reporting it as a campaign contribution to himself. Thus, if he had simply had Cohn report the payment as hush money, there would be no crime.
Okay.
Wait.
So let's change the law in the middle of this, and then let's create some new laws, but we're not going after him for political reasons.
Once again, the contrast to other controversies is telling. Before the 2016 election, Hillary Clinton's campaign denied they had funded the infamous Steele dossier behind the debunked Russian collusion claims. The funding was hidden as legal expenses by then-Clinton campaign general counsel Mark Elias. The FEC later sanctioned the campaign over its hiding of the funding. When a reporter tried to report the story, he said Elias pushed back vigorously, saying, "You or your sources are wrong." Times reporter Maggie Haberman declared folks involved in funding this lied about it and with sanctimony for a year. Likewise, John Podesta, Clinton's campaign chairman, was called before congressional investigators and denied categorically any contractual agreement with Fusion GPS. Sitting beside him was Elias, who reportedly said nothing to correct the misleading information given to Congress. Yet there were no charges stemming from the hiding of the funding that was all part of the campaign budget. Making this assorted business even more repellent will be the appearance of Cohn, Michael Cohn here, himself on the stand. He was recently denounced by a judge as a serial perjurer who is continuing to game the system. Cohn has a long record as a legal thug who has repeatedly lied when it served his interest. He has a knack for selling his curious skill set to powerful figures like Trump and now Bragg. For those of us who have been critics of Michael Cohn from when he was still working for Trump, it is mystifying that anyone would call him to the stand to attest to anything short of the time of day. And even then, most of us would check our watches. Fortunately, writes Jonathan Turley, witnesses are no longer required to put their hand on the Bible in swearing to testify truthfully in court. Otherwise, the court would need the New York Fire Department standing by in case the book burst into flames. So this is the case. A serial perjurer used to convert a dead state misdemeanor into a felony based on an alleged federal crime that was rejected by the federal DOJ. They could well succeed in a city where 9 out of the 10 potential jurors despise Trump. Trying Trump in Manhattan is about as difficult as the New York Yankees going to bat using beach balls rather than baseballs. It's hard to miss. However, this is a Pyrrhic victory for the New York legal system. Whatever the outcome, it may prove a greater indictment of the New York court system than the defendant. Again, that's from the pen from the desk of Jonathan Turley. And I think he's right over the target there in all of this. But we started this with a clip of Senator Katie Britt on Fox and Friends. Let's go back. The clip continues. They're now moving on to this impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas.
Alejandro?
Let's listen in to Senator Britt.
For you. Obviously, it's a big issue for pretty much every single state that we've been going to, that the border is not being secured right now. The House passed impeachment. It's over in the Senate's hand right now, or at least they want to get it there.
That's right.
What's the timeline on, actually, will there be a trial or not?
Yeah, so this is a great question, and this is something we've got to continue to keep the pressure on Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer would rather spend his days putting very partisan judges on the floor and us not actually doing our job. So what you see right now is we're waiting on the transmission of that impeachment to come to the Senate. We've got to keep this momentum building, because what Chuck Schumer wants to do is just motion to table. He wants to just completely sweep this under the rug. And Lawrence, the American people deserve better. This has been 150 years since we have been dealing with something like this, but it is unprecedented to not have a free, open trial in front of the American people. And Lawrence, just look, whether it is drug cartels, whether it's human traffickers, or whether it's terrorists, it is absolutely open season under Joe Biden and Secretary Mayorkas and these failed policies, and somebody needs to answer for it. And this is what you're not going to see in the media. And let me tell you what Chuck Schumer doesn't want people to know. You know, he doesn't want us to be able to say, look at the drug cartels. You look at the fentanyl poisonings. It's a leading cause of death between the ages of 18 and 45 in this nation. When you look at human trafficking, under President Trump, it was a $500 million industry. It is now a $13 billion industry under Joe Biden. That's men, women, and children who are suffering and paying the price. And then when you look at terrorists, Lawrence, we had the FBI director just a few months ago say in a Senate hearing, he sees blinking lights everywhere. We know under President Trump, there were only 14 known terrorists that came to the border. We're looking at upwards of 350 and more, and that doesn't even account for the known gotaways. People, 1.8 million and growing, that we don't know who they are, where they're going, or what their intentions are. It's absolutely despicable, and the American people deserve
better.
And
no change in policy from the administration.
Done.
Also, to your point, a lot of Democrats in swing states, Chuck Schumer doesn't want them on the record.
He doesn't want them on the record, and that's why Senator Lindsey Graham actually put a letter forth, and almost all GOP senators signed it, saying, we demand a trial. So we're going to keep fighting for the American people while Chuck Schumer tries to protect, like you said, senators in swing states and sweep us under the rug. The American people sincerely deserve better, and we're going to make sure they get it.
Senator, thanks so much for coming by.
I
thought that was a good hit. That was a good appearance by Senator Britt. I'll put it that way.
Thought so.
Yeah,
not as captivating as before, but still.
What do you mean?
She had to share the screen with somebody.
Ah, just wonder why the shine was fading a little bit for you. How about this? Let's hit a break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And there at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon are ready to help you out, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. Yeah, I know the national headlines on the economy are bonkers right now, and it is a crazy time, but you cannot make decisions about home ownership, about even refinancing that home, just based on national headlines. That would be a bad way to go about it. You should think about your own economy, your own hearth and home,
correct,
and go talk to pros like Kim and Madeline there at Alabama Home Mortgage, and they can walk you through that entire home buying process. It all starts with pre-approval. And, you know, not every pre-approval is made equal.
No, they're not, Joey.
There are some places that be, oh, yeah, sure, you're pre-approved. This ridiculous. No. Go to folks that you can trust who are going to get you a pre-approval that's actually worth the paper it's printed on. That, you know, when you take it to somebody and you're saying, I'm interested in your home, they're going to be like, oh, wait, you got a pre-approved by Alabama Home Mortgage? Yeah, exactly. We're fine here. And then, of course, from pre-approval, every step of the way, all the way to closing day, Kim and Madeline will have your back. And again, if they're looking to refinance, take some credit card debt off your back or reconsolidate any sort of debt, maybe just reinvest in yourself or your home or your family, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you with that. So call them today. That number, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can always visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only Steel dealer in the area.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet, storm-free pattern continues for now, and so do the above-normal temperatures with lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s today, increasing clouds mild tonight, low 58. Tomorrow's high 86, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. On Wednesday, we have a weak front approaching, but right now it looks like a dry front. We'll say mostly cloudy, high 83, and back to the mid-80s on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark. Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. The number is still 334-272-9228. Eddie Bader here in the studio with me. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How you doing, bro?
I'm all right. Let's go to Master Thespian. Hello.
Well, hello, gentlemen. Hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to say thank you to Joey for his kind words about Randy Foster, who passed away this past weekend. The man was a giant in the arts here in the River Region. He was involved in hundreds of productions all over this area. He worked with Montgomery Symphony Orchestra. He worked with Alabama Shakespeare Festival. He was part of Carver Creative and Performing Arts School before it became BTW. It's safe to say there are thousands of people whose lives he touched with his skill and his kindness. So I was really glad that you shared that story about your experience with him and Godspell. He was the musical director for Spamalot that we did at the Wetumpka Depot just back in March. So it was a shock to a number of people hearing about his passing. His loss will be felt greatly.
Amen. And I will miss him because he was just always encouraging and he kept up and just great. Very talented, too, as you said. I can't imagine.
He would come and watch people's productions. There's countless shows that I was involved with. He just showed up to be supportive. A memorial service for him on Saturday at the Church of the Holy Comforter. A visitation at 12:30 and a service at 2:00. So if anybody's interested, I'm sure there will be quite a crowd there. There's a lot of people who miss him already.
Well, I appreciate you calling that in, Master Thespian. Really do. Again, 272-9228 if you want to hop in on the program. We haven't checked in on the comment section. What are these guys been up to today? Oh, have you been checking it out?
No, I haven't, but it's... It's always a crapshoot, Joey.
Yeah, it really is. Okay.
Oh, boy, is he?
The Romex Angler.
Oh.
I think he's got a bone to pick with both of us.
He says, really? What?
What the hell was good about her appearance on Fox? The fact that she can spout off meaningless stats about immigration, that she didn't tear up? Maybe I'm just biased.
I did see some improvements on the non-tearing up. Mm-hmm. I also thought her hair looked wonderful. Mm-hmm. So that gave a lot of points. And her voice sounded strong the whole time. Again, it's an improvement. So I see it as an improvement.
Well, you know how on Friday we read the open letter to Senator Britt by Charles Kiplinger, Kip?
I enjoyed that too, yes.
Well, there was a response over the weekend.
So is that right?
I think I feel behooved, like I felt behooved Friday. I feel behooved to read the response to the open letter.
This is so before your time, but there used to be this song called Roxanne, Roxanne, and then Roxanne's response came out. That's what I feel like this is. Yeah. This is way before your time.
Wait, the actual hooker?
No. This was early rap days. I think it was 82, 83. You had Roxanne. Great song.
I was thinking The Police.
And then, oh, I got where you're going with it. Mm-hmm. But then you had Roxanne's Revenge, which set women's rap on fire.
So this is from a lady named Laura Johnston.
With
not Johnson, but Johnston.
Johnston's with a T.
Laura Johnston Clark. I wonder if I'm related. You part of the poor Clarks from South Alabama? I've never heard of you, Laura, so I don't think we are related all that much. But here's the deal. She wrote this in response to that open letter. And the open letter essentially criticized Britt for being the only member of the Alabama delegation to vote for this new spending bill. Look at all the pork and the earmarks that don't uphold Alabama values are being handed out all around the nation. We've got a problem with debt. All the stuff that I tend to agree with. Now, remember how I said this reminded me of, do you want somebody who's a trustee who's thinking steps ahead?
Yep.
And, you know, or do you want somebody to just kind of go with the wind and whatever the people want in a given moment? But here, let's read Laura Johnston Clark's response to the open letter against Senator Katie Britt. That letter does not at all accurately reflect her staunchly conservative voting record, especially on fiscal issues, writes Laura Johnston Clark. There's a reason Senator Britt is being awarded CPAC's Award for Conservative Achievement this year, Eddie. Hmm. Her first opportunity to earn this accolade during her tenure in the Senate. And I had to ask myself, why does this letter fail to mention Senator Britt voted against raising the debt ceiling last year? Why does the letter not mention that Senator Britt voted for Senator Rand Paul's five-penny plan, which would have slashed all spending by 5% outside of defense and border security? And why does the letter make no mention of the fact that Senator Britt voted against a continuing resolution this January that was simply Chuck Schumer kicking the can down the road? I remember talking to her about that. But there is much more I take issue with in this letter than what it omitted, writes Lord Johnston Clark. On the morning of March 23rd, Senator Katie Britt voted to pass the Senate's final six appropriations bills for fiscal year 2024. Incredibly, this legislation delivered $6.2 billion in targeted investments, including critical national defense priorities, home to Alabama. The first six FY24, fiscal year 24 appropriations bills, which Senator Britt also voted to support, passed earlier in March and directly appropriated more than $786 million for strategic, tailored investments in our great state. In total, Britt directly supported $7 billion for critical Alabama priorities, ranging from our defense installations and service members to local waterway and roadway infrastructure projects, rural health care services, mental health care access, child care, our colleges and universities, and Alabama's tremendous law enforcement officers. What some people might not realize is that this money was going somewhere. It wasn't whether it was being spent or not. It was a question of where the money would be sent. And instead of going to New York or California, more of Alabamians' hard-earned taxpayer dollars will be coming home because of the strategic win secured in this legislation. The open letter to Senator Britt fails to confront reality, again, writes Lord Johnston Clark. There were only two options left on the table for Congress. One, a year-long continuing resolution. Or two, the compromise package that House Republicans negotiated with the White House. Senator Britt made the right choice for Alabama and for America. First of all, remember what a year-long continuing resolution would have been continuing. The liberal Nancy Pelosi Chuck Schumer omnibus from fiscal year 23. Both chambers of Congress and the White House were controlled by Democrats when that omnibus passed. So there was no House Republican majority to negotiate conservative wins or common sense spending cuts back then. Additionally, any year-long CR costs our nation more money in the long run. When a government agency is being told to spend what they needed 2 years ago instead of what they need today and tomorrow, that's a waste of money and doesn't allow our nation to meet future strategic goals on target. Finally, a year-long CR would have also given border discretion to the Biden administration on how they spend the money. While the compromise package was far from perfect, that's an expected function of the Democrat-controlled Senate and White House. Elections have consequences, and it's not within the realms of reality to suggest that perfect is possible for conservatives under the current unevenly divided government, one in which Democrats have a strong upper hand over one of the slimmest House majorities in our nation's history. Sorry, I've been looking at too much Matt Gaetz this morning. The legislation Senator Britt supported was a significant step in the right direction, writes Laura Johnston Clark, because the House Republican majority was able to inject conservative priorities into these appropriations bills. These include protecting the Hyde Amendment, defending the Second Amendment, clawing back over $10 billion from the IRS, prohibiting funding for the Wuhan Institute of Virology, preventing the Consumer Product Safety Commission from banning gas stoves, prohibiting funding for the United Nations Relief and Works Agencies, UNWAR, to prevent U.S. taxpayer money from propping up Hamas, barring the U.S. Department of Transportation from implementing or forcing mask mandates on airplanes, railroads, buses, and public transit, prohibiting funding from being used by the DOJ to target parents who peacefully protest at school board meetings, and prohibiting funding from being used by the DOJ to investigate religious institutions on the basis of their religious beliefs. Perhaps most importantly, the legislation made incremental progress on fighting Joe Biden's border crisis. Yeah, incremental. The bills forced the Biden administration to fund a 22% increase in ICE detention beds, $300 million more for the removal of illegal aliens, 2,000 more Border Patrol agents, 150 new CBP officers, more ICE officers, and slash the far left's favorite slush fund for illegal aliens by 20%. Make no mistake, writes Laura Johnston Clark, The priorities and values of Alabamians are at the heart of Senator Britt's vote, and every vote she casts is our outstanding U.S. Senator. I am proud of her ongoing efforts to get our federal spending process back on track. And if you didn't know, Laura Johnson Clark is a wife, a mother, a businesswoman, grew up in the Wiregrass, and now lives in Beham with her husband, who's a retired Air Force colonel. Mm-hmm. All right, colonel. She's a member of the Alabama Republican Party. No, and then for the sake of fairness, I was like, yeah, let's read the response to the other thing we read on Friday. And make some good points. I think it's a little absurd to throw all the problems with our budgeting greater level at Senator Britt.
Agreed.
But I certainly understand the frustration that something's got to give here. Like, we are about to fall off of a monetary and financial cliff as a nation. And if we don't get our house in order, there won't be any bacon to be brought back home. We'll literally have to start slaughtering wild hogs if we want anything approximating bacon. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Very quick break here. Hopefully we'll have Michael Cohen on the other side.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
And on the phone, we have the one, the only, Michael Cohen, Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are y'all?
I'm doing all right. And before we talk about Cohen's, I just want to be clear that, you know, this case with Stormy Daniels is going on. And I always try to read the name of that perjurer, like that serial perjurer, as Michael Cohen, because he's not part of the Cohen's family. He's Michael Cohen.
Nice separation.
So I got to just make that clear, folks. All right?
Well, yeah. He's not one of us, because we would be supporting the president.
100%.
Right.
Yeah.
And so how is it going at Cohen's there today?
It's going very well. It's going good. I've had Michael Jacks out running some calls, and he just came back with a picture from this lady's house that someone had installed a rack. It was probably a 6-foot rack, had some equipment in there. But it is the biggest rat's nest worth of wire.
Oh,
it gets from the wall to the rack. I just do not understand how the customers allow somebody to do that, and they pay them, and it never gets complete.
Yeah.
Because my customers clearly do not put up with that. Which is why when he goes, he gets everything laid out. You know, when you build a rack, it's not just slapping stuff in there. You got to kind of slap it in there, put it in there with purpose so that you can run your wires in the most efficient way and have everything tied up so that it's more serviceable in the future instead of having a rat's nest that you got to start at ground zero every time something
That's just awful.
Happens. Yeah, it is awful.
Yeah, I hate it when my rack gets all tangled up. And that's why I went with Cohen's. I mean, it's not just the great products. I still love my 85-inch Samsung TV. I freaking love that thing. But it was...
See, when Michael Jacks gets done, then somebody can actually say, nice rack.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like,